Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye.
Our guests today, the band Blind Pilot, are from Portland, Oregon. They put out their debut, Three Rounds and a Sound, in 2008 and recently released a new album, We Are the Tide, recorded with a full band that joins me in the studio today. We will talk in a moment after this performance of the new song called Keep You Right.
Stars wash over me so far away that I can barely breathe from where I lay. Never have I been so far from home, or the years I was cut from sand and rain. I'm calling, ebb and flow. I'm calling whichever way it goes. Desert rock and rosemary carry dry and bloodless on the breeze. Make me new. Blow into my face again. Blow between the bones that shake and knock me through and through. I've been away so long. Give me anything you want to now. I'm bound to keep you right. Oh, to keep you right. My heart longs for too much. Mine eyes have hardly seen enough to know it's me. Never does it stop or slow. Press my ear against the ground to know the song it sings. I'm calling fear running through. I'm calling, what more can I do?
Blind Pilot have joined us in the World Cafe studios, and that is Keep You Right, one you will find on We Are the Tide, the second album for this band, and I must say, quite a different sounding album than Three Rounds and a Sound. In fact, you guys, welcome. Good to have you guys here, first of all.
Thanks for having us.
And you joined us after Three Rounds and a Sound when you were already become a six-piece. And those songs changed as you started playing them out live.
For sure, yeah.
And what was it like to commence an album with this kind of sonic possibility? Because you guys really have a lot of options.
Yeah, it was different. I mean, the writing was different, knowing that there's possibly like six different instruments going on, and the recording was quite a bit different. The first album, it was we went in with the intent of just like really bare bones drums and guitar and singing, and everything else came after. And this was totally different, where we just all went in the studio together and tried out different combinations on the songs. And
so you thought a little differently when you were writing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mostly just, I've never, you know, before I've always just wrote on guitar and whatever doesn't sound good with just guitar and singing, I don't really want to write that. But these songs have more space in them that don't sound great on just a guitar, but with everybody, they work.
That song and so many on this, I mean, that begins with the stars, the moon, the tide, all of these figure in your lyrics a lot. Is that a function of living where you live? I know you live in Astoria, which is on the coast.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in Oregon. And are you outside a lot? So I guess what I'm driving at.
Yeah. I mean, whenever I get stuck on a song and need inspiration or a direction to go, I always just go out for a walk in the landscape of the coast. So that's probably why I just like see something and it comes into the song. But and those things interest me a lot. Landscapes and place and things.
Yeah, like and there's something we can all relate to too. I mean, yeah. That's something everybody, no matter where you are. Well, this record sounds absolutely fabulous, and it must be really cool to go out and play it live. I think I saw one of your earliest shows with this material in Portland. I was lucky enough to be there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was the first show where we played mostly these songs, and yeah.
And I must say, being in Portland, I get a very different vibe for this band, because people there, they love you guys. It's unbelievable. It's a total love affair. Has that built up organically over the years, or how's that? Did it all of a sudden burst, or what happened? Because people were, even the new songs, people were singing along.
I think from the beginning, people have been really nice to us in Portland. Like that right away, there was so much encouragement and love coming from the music community around us. And that really made it easier for us starting out, I think. Just a big boost of support from our community.
Yeah, there were a bunch of people from other bands and things. So it was really nice. Is the Portland music community, is it competitive, or is everybody pretty supportive?
I think it's much more supportive than competitive, and I think that's one of the best things it has going for it, is that all, you know, musicians and bands in the community honestly really want to see each other doing well.
Blind Pilot are our guests, and we're hearing some of the new songs, and what's up next?
This song's called The Colored Night.
I was in between, I was an offering, I was a burning branch, close to feeling tall, almost a free fall. I was made of chance, and when the colors bleed, mix up my memories. When I arrive at noon, I'll just be a sound you heard, I'll be a foreign word. It's meaning your tie of blue, I'm not afraid to
The song's called Half Moon.
That morning sky gave me a look, so I left while you were sleeping. That's all it took. And I chalked the lines out down the coast, going where my thirst was open for the things that I don't know, going where
That is Half Moon, which is the tune that begins We Are the Tide, the new album from Blind Pilot, who are in the studio today. And that song, and another one, you know, we talked about all the natural imagery you put in the songs. Man, there is a strong wanderlust kind of get on the road, go somewhere thing in many, many of these songs, Israel. Is that like a major part of your character?
I don't know if I'd say that about myself, except for if I listened to my songs, then I'd say that, yeah.
Oh, okay. So that isn't necessarily how you don't run away from things.
I don't think so. Maybe I write songs so that I don't run away from the things.
Well, yeah. That kind of makes sense. It ties in with the band's backstory with, you know, the bike tours and all that stuff that you guys did. There was certainly a lot of... do you like being on the road? Do you?
I love it, yeah. I mean... it's my favorite thing.
You recorded this. I'm just going from the pictures in here. You recorded this in the most amazing space. It looks like you're kind of inside a whiskey barrel or something, an old wooden airplane. It's hard to tell. What was the studio like where you recorded? It looks like it's all wood and round.
The studio was really nice that we recorded in. It actually, that's where we rehearsed that space. And that is inside of a barn on a friend of ours, on a farm that some friends of ours own, and let us park our bus there in Astoria. But the studio we recorded at was in Portland, and it's also a great old building, and it was a nice space to be in. But
I'm just curious, what was this space before it was your rehearsal room?
It's a
hayloft.
Yeah, it's a hayloft.
It's just a hayloft. Uh-huh. Oh, so you have to climb the stairs, get up there. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Very cool.
Or lift it up through the... We do a lot of standing on top of a van and passing over through the upper door where they used to drop.
Now the danger stairs are replaced. We can go up the normal way a little better. But
the danger stairs.
Danger stairs, yeah.
This is a band that has a B3, so there definitely is a lot of hoisting going on with that. So why did the song We Are the Tide become the title track? It's a beautiful name, I must say.
That's why.
No, there you go.
I guess
because I would have liked it. Yeah.
No, we were kicking around a lot of different ideas, you know, like taken from other lyrics and songs, but that one just seemed like a strong statement and something that we could stand behind. It's funny, like band names and title tracks, they're kind of a flag to wave, and that one just seemed like a good one that we could get behind.
Blind Pilot are our guest. Can you do that song?
Absolutely. Cool.
We Are the Tide from Blind Pilot, the title track of their new album. And our thanks to everybody for joining us today. It's good to see you all again.
Good to see you too.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.